The chief of Oblogo, Ni Kweku Bibini, was beaten to death during a chieftaincy dispute at the Oblogo Palace. According to reports, the chief, who had been banished from the town for some time now, returned based on a court order, but some inhabitants resisted his return, resulting in a fight leading to his death. Victoria Ahaji and Linda Nyam joined the Greater Accra Regional Minister, Ni Afuteabu, to the area and have filed this report.
According to the police, the chief was attacked and beaten to death because the people insisted that he had been ordered not to return. The Greater Accra Regional Minister, Ni Afuteabu, who visited the scene, assured the public that the police will ensure that those who committed the crime will be apprehended immediately.
We've been there and we've seen exactly what happened through the experience of the police, whom I have so much confidence in and believe strongly that we'll get those who did the act and will be dealt with according to the law. Within the next 3 weeks, we should be able to get those who did the act. This is the third case. We are going deep into the ground. We'll move and make sure that we send warning to other groups in the country, especially in the Greater Accra region, so that this will be the last.
The Police Director of Operations, DCOP John Kudalo, said those involved in the incident will not go unpunished when they are caught. He narrated what happened.
The district commander had information that he was in town, so they went and they saw and met him. And that's when they even knew that he was in town and produced some papers to show that now he's been cleared to come to the palace. So when they were assured, they left. The way the police left, that left the sack. The police should get information and then come back. They are dispersed. When they saw the police arriving, they just whispered to themselves that the police are coming. As an eyewitness was narrated, and then they fled. The long arms of the law will finally get to them. We shall ensure that they are brought to face justice. We are appealing to anybody who has information to come and then bring the information to the police. And we will give all the protection that we need.
So far, 6 people have been arrested and the body of the late chief has been deposited at the police hospital morgue.
A report by Victoria Ahaji and Linda Nyam.